的心在彷徨的时候，是你为我把前尘开启，在无助的时候，我可以寄托在你手里，在迷失的时候，是你耐心地带我前行。主耶稣，从今天起，你的双手为我的牵引。主耶稣，从今天起，我不再做漂泊的客旅。主耶稣，从今天起，你是我一生的归依。主耶稣，我全人都属于你。
朋友弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们要继续播放爱德华米勒牧师一系列讲到圣灵的信息。今天题目是主的灵使我自由，讲到圣灵带我们进入灵里的自由，脱离了律法的辖制与捆绑。因为爱神的缘故，我们自然而然地活出律法的标准来。让我们一起来分享。
But I was thinking about the work of the Holy Spirit.
我在思想圣灵的工作。
And I have a word that comes to my heart in 2 Corinthians.
有一句话在哥林多后书进到我的心中。
There's a lovely passage in it.
这当中有很美的一段。
And in chapter 3,
哥林多后书第三章
and verse 17,
第十七节
says, where the Spirit of the Lord is,
主的灵在哪里？
There is liberty.
哪里就得以自由。
Liberty from what?
自由，什么的自由？离开了什么的自由？
I think the first thing is liberty from the law.
我想第一个是脱离了律法的自由。
We say we enter into the spirit of things. The spirit of Christmas, for instance.
我们说我们进到一些事情的精神里面。
The spirit of play in a game.
譬如像是耶诞节的精神，或者是一个比赛的精神。
And there is a liberation.
有自由。
When we enter into the spirit of something,We get into harmony with it.
当我们进到一个东西的精神，或者进到它的灵里面，我们就进到它的跟它的自和
谐里面。We're not thinking about what we should do.
而不是想说我们必须做什么。
For instance, in the realm of music.
譬如在音乐方面。
Music is to be good at it. Is difficult.
要专精于音乐是很困难的。
To really be good takes years.
要真正专精需要好多年的时间。
And during those years, there is not liberty to play.
在那些年当中，没有弹的自由，只是会受到限制。
You've got to think of all the rules.
你必须想所有的规则。
You never are free to express yourself.
你没有办法自由地表达自己。
Until you go on under the bondage of rules,
直到你继续下去，在规则的限制之下。
Until you learn it so well,
直到你学得很好了。
That you can forget the rules,
你能够忘掉那些规则。
You are in the spirit of it now.
现在你就在他的灵里面，在他的精神
里面。You can express yourself.
你能够表达你自己。
They say that when you learn the rules of something, whether it's a game, baseball,
人们说，当你学会一样东西的规则，不管是
or the rules of speech, grammar,
不管是讲话还是文法还是球赛
or the rules of art,
篮球还是艺术的
but once you learn the rules, you can break them.
一旦你学会了那些规则，你就可以违反他们。
Because in breaking them, you're still keeping them.
因为在没有遵守当中，你仍然是遵守着。
And that's a strange thing.
这是很奇怪的事情。
We do that much with speech.
在言语上，我们
We're always correcting the little child when he's learning.
当小孩子在学习的时候，我们常常会纠正他。
And the poor little creature has a hard time expressing himself.
而小孩子要表达自己相当的困难
Because he always gets corrected.
因为他总是被纠正
We'll stop him right in the middle of the sentence.
我们会在他讲话一句讲一半的时候就把他
停下来 He says, oh, mommy, I saw some horses today and it's not horses, it's hearses. Well, there's a lot of flowers and it's not horses, it's hearses.
他说、哦、妈妈我今天看到很多花
okay,
但是他的发音讲得不对
But by then all the expression's gone.
然后所以他本来要表达的东西通通就不见了
Or you might just reverse it Oh mommy I saw some horses today It's not horses or horses darling
你也可以把这个颠倒过来就是今天你可以要跟妈妈说哦，今天看到很多马但是你把它念错
And the poor little fellow has a hard time expressing himself
可怜的小家伙要表达自己很难
But after he grows and grows and gets corrected How many times?
但是当他一直长大，然后被纠正了很多次
之后 ，He's almost afraid to speak. He's trying to think, should I say it this way or should I say it this way?
知道他似乎已经有一点害怕表达了，然后他就想说，我到底应该是这样讲呢，还是那样讲
？And especially if he's in front of his language teacher.
特别是如果他喜欢他的语言的老师。
But after a while, he just talks, and it doesn't make any difference.
但是再过一阵子，他就是讲话
think, no,
没有什么差别。
Period here, I put a comma there, or do I lift my voice here, or do I go down here, or do I No, you forget all that.
他就不再想说。
Come into a liberty.
我这里要加个句点呢，还是要打个逗点呢？
Because you've entered into the spirit of it now.
还是说我这里的声音要扬上去，还是要低下来呢？
You can flow with it without thinking.
他已经进到那个自由里面了，他能够就在当中很自然的流露，而不需要思考。
How difficult it is when you go to get your car license.
当你去拿你车子执照的时候，是何等的困难。
You've got to think of so many things all at once.
你必须同时想很多事情。
And be sure you do it right, because you may not have another chance.
而且要确定你做得对，或许你没有下一次的机会。
And so we're under great bondage.
所以我们都在很大的约束之下。
During that time in our life.
在我们生命中那段时期。
And too often we know somebody that made one mistake, and they never lived to make another one.
常常我们知道很多人犯了一个错误，他们就没有办法再有下一次的机会。
And there's so many things to think of when we're driving.
当我们在开车的时候，有很多事情要想的。
After a while, maybe 2-3 years, 4 years.
然而过了一阵子。
You've done a lot of driving.
或许两三年、三四年，你已经开车开了很多了。
You get your car started and don't even think about what to do.
你开车的时候甚至不用想要做什么。
You just do it.
你就是做。
There's a liberty now. You can just enjoy driving.
现在有一种自由了，你就是享受开车。
You don't have to try to be sure I get everything right.
你不必确定我把一切都弄得对。
And everything is that way.
凡事都是如此。
I know I studied music.
我曾经研究音乐。
I remember one day I went to my violin teacher.
记得有一天我去找我的小提琴老师。
And I was disgusted.
我很不高兴。
I've been working on one piece of music. It was about 40 pages long.
我一直在弹奏一首曲子，差不多有四十页。
Beethoven's Sonata.
是贝多芬的奏鸣曲。
I've been working for a year on it, 4 hours a day.
我已经拉了一年了，一天拉四个小时。
I had it memorized backwards and forwards.
我能够倒背如流。
I could play it without looking at the music.
我可以不看谱就弹奏。
I could play it blindfolded.
我可以眼睛闭着都可以拉这曲子。
And yet I couldn't play it right.
然而我就是拉不好。
And I went to my teacher and I said, I'm disgusted.
我去找我的老师，我说我很生气。
I said, I worked one whole year on this piece and I can't play it decently.
我说我这一首曲子已经努力了一年了，还是拉不好。
And he looked at me.
他看着我。
Like I was some stranger.
好像我是陌生人一样。
He said, well, what do you want?
他说你要什么呢?
He said, it took me 2 years to learn to play it.
他说我花了两年的时间才拉好这个曲子。
Trying to do everything right, and yet it just wouldn't flow.
试着要把一切都做得对，但是就是表达得不好。
I couldn't express myself in it.
我没有在当中，没有办法在当中表达我自己。
I couldn't say anything in it. I had to think of each little note, and it goes in this little place, and to do it this way, and do it that way, and...
我在当中没有办法说什么，我都想到小小的音符，这个要这样做，那样那样做，我被限制了。
There's bondage, the bondage of law. For all things, there's rules and laws.
法律，律法的约束，凡事都有它的律。
And if we break them, we get problems and troubles, and sometimes serious problems.
如果我们违反了这些律，我们就会有很大的问题，有时候这些问题是很严重的。
And there is a time in life when life is difficult.
人生中有一段时期是很困难的。
I remember when I spoke in the youth fellowship last October.
我记得去年十月我在。
And we spoke on the story of the prodigal son.
我们讲到浪子的故事。
How it's a picture of conversion.
讲到这是回转的图画。
And one of them said, I didn't realize getting converted was that difficult.
有人说我本来不晓得回转是这么困难的事，我不晓得是这么艰难的事。
There's a lot of things involved.
因为牵涉到的事情很多。
When we start out a Christian life,
当我们开始过一个基督徒的生活，
It's so simple, just believe.
很简单，只要相信。
Just believe. And oh yes, they add that and obey.
只要相信，然后他们又再加上一点说，要顺服，这个也不难。
That's not hard at all.
这个一点都不难。
Just obey.
只要顺服。
Sure, of course.
当然的。
Did you ever try to train a dog to sit and look at his food and not eat it?
你有没有试过训练你的狗让它坐着看着它的食物却不吃？
All he has to do is just obey your command. That's all.
他要做的事情只是听从顺服你的命令。
You'll find it will take you a long time before he learns to obey.
你会发现
your one little word is say no. He grabs it.
你会发现他要花很长的时间才能够顺服你那个一个字说好、
so、
现在可以吃
hard for
然后他就吃
to learn that one little word.
但是这个字他要学起来真是困难
and we do find it that our Christian life、well just isn't that easy
我们发现我们的基督徒生活并不是那么容易的
but this scripture is telling me that where the spirit of the Lord isIn other words, things get easy.
但是这个经文告诉我
说
There's not 主的灵在哪里
bondage in doing things.
事情就变得容易了。换句话说，做事情就不再有一种约束了。
I've noticed a lovely, illustration of this.
我注意到这件事情有一个很美的例子。
A young lady in the house, 12, 15 years of age, a little more maybe.
家里的年轻的女子或许是十二三岁
taking care of the house and cleaning and sweeping and washing dishes and cooking and all those things is such a chore
她认为在家里面要打扫要 洗碗盘实在是很
烦的事情 And if there's two young ladies in the house they'll fight over who's got to do it
如果家里面有两个年轻的女孩子的话她们会为了说到底谁来做而争吵
My wife had two sisters
我的太太有两个姐妹
They had a battle royal every day on who was going to do what and how long they had to do it.
他每天都要为了说谁要做什么事情，他们必须做多久在那边争执。
Oh, I have to wash the dishes today. I dried them yesterday. Can I dry them today?
哦、oh, ，今天要轮到我洗碗了吗？昨天我是把它擦干的，今天不能够让我再去擦干就好了吗
？Or vice versa.
或是反过来。
Who's going to make the beds? And such a chore.
谁要铺床？这是很烦的事情。
And instead of getting to it and getting it done.They'll worry about it and fret about it and fuss about it and complain about it.
他们非但没有
try to get out of it.
没有起来就把它做了
Till half the day has gone by.
而是在那边为这个担忧，在那边争吵。
And the floor is not even swept.
然后就根本事情都还没有做，已经过了半天。
And that goes on every day.
每天都是这样子。
There's a tussle between mom's word and getting it done.
在妈妈讲的话还有让事情做成之间这个是有个拉锯的
The law Sometimes she has to put down the law and put her foot down I said it's best around with this long enough Go do it
有时候妈妈她就会比较生气的说好我这样讲已经够久了你就去做
I can't waste any more time I have to do it after all
然后这些年轻女孩就说哎，我不能再浪费时间的、反正我不得不做嘛
And that goes on for several years
这样子持续好多年
And then a miracle takes place.
然后发生了一个奇迹。
She gets married.
她结婚了。
And mother goes to visit her daughter in her home, and she finds her washing dishes and singing and as happy as can be.
妈妈就到这个女人家去看她，看她。
And tending to the cooking at the same time,
在那边。
And the house is slick and clean.
一边煮菜，然后一边在打扫家里。
Says, "Is this my daughter?"
然后看说哦，家里还这么干净。她是看着这女儿说，哎，这是我的女儿吗？
She entered into the spirit of it, didn't she?
她就进到了她的灵里边，她的精神了。
What happened?
发生了什么呢？
What was the miracle?
这个奇迹是什么呢？
Love.
爱。
Love entered her heart.
爱进到了她的心里面。
And in that love, she entered into the spirit of it.
在那爱里面，他听到了那个事情的灵，那他的精神里面。
And the spirit of love brought her into liberty.
爱的灵把他带到了自由里面。
It was no longer a drudge.
那不再是沉闷的事情。
No longer a heavy weight over her shoulders or in her mind.
不再是他心里面他肩头的重担。
She was free.
他自由了。
She could express herself.
他能够表达自己。
She could do the clothes on Monday or she could do it on Wednesday. It didn't make a lot of difference.
她可以星期一或者是星期三洗衣服都没有差别。
But the most important thing,
但是最重要的事情
the drudgery was gone.
那种沉重烦闷
The resentments were gone.
她的怨恨消失了。
The self-pities were gone.
自怜消失了。
The rules were gone.
规则消失了。
She was free.
她自由了。
But being free, she did it all.
但是因为她自由，她却
She kept the rules after all.
毕竟她遵守了规则。
But it was no big problem.
但不再是大问题了。
It was misery in it.
在当中不会觉得很不好受。
Where the spirit of love is,
爱的灵在哪里
？And he is the spirit of love.
而他就是爱的灵。
There is liberty.
哪里就有自由。
And we find we do the things without even thinking about it.
我们发觉我们做一些事情根本不用去思想。
I don't know about you, but I have driven on long drives.
我不晓得你们怎么样，但是我曾经长途开车。
And my mind gets to thinking about something.
我的头脑想一些其他的事情。
And I found that I've driven 50 miles and didn't even know what I passed or what I encountered.
我发现我可以开车开了50里，甚至不晓得我路过了什么，遇见了什么。
I was so used to the rules that I wasn't even trying to keep them. I was just keeping them.
我已经很习惯了规则，所以我不必试着去遵守那规则，
我
就是在遵守规则。
I didn't remember stopping. I don't remember passing, but I knew they were there.
我经过红绿灯，但是我不记得在哪里了，但是我就是停下来。
There was a liberty.
有一个自由。
I've had that happen to me many times.
这样的事情发生在我身上很多次。
You're just going to automatic.
你就是变得很自动自发的。
While you're going, doing one thing, your mind is doing one thing, another part of your mind is taking care of things.
当你在做事情的时候，你的头脑一部分在做一件事情，另外一部分却在想其他的。这就是很自发的。
And I found when I learned to really play, it enters into what we call finger memory.
我发觉当我真正学会弹奏的时候，进到我们所谓的手指记忆的时候。
You don't have to think what you're doing.
你不必想你在做什么。
You don't have to remember the rules. Play it this way here and that way there.
记得规则，在这里弹这个，那里弹那个。
Put your bow upwards one place and down another one.
把你的弓要这样怎么样上拉怎么样下拉
You don't have to think of those things at all.
你根本不必想这样的事情
And yet,
然而
you do them.
然而你去做
It's just automatic.
这就是自发的
Do you think a pianist playing a beautiful hymn, or a beautiful complicated work of music that they've learned to do well, do you think they think of every note?
你认为一个钢琴家他弹一首诗歌或者是很美的一首曲子
They don't think of any notes.
他们有在思想任何的音符吗没有
They're free to express themselves and play it the way they feel it.
他们能够自由地表达自己按着他们感受到的方式来弹
When I played a solo, I could express myself.
当我独奏的时候我能够表达自己
But when I played in a symphony orchestra,
但是当我在交响乐团当中弹奏的时候
I could not.
我没有办法
I had to play it the way the director wanted it.
我必须按着指挥要的方式来拉奏。
I had to be under rules then.
我这个时候就必须在规则之下。
I found one director could take the same orchestra and the same piece of music and it would come out different.
我发现不同的指挥，他们可以用同样一首曲子，然后是同样一个乐团，但是结果出来的东西是不一样。
We were not free.
我们不自由。
We had to play it the way he wanted it.
我们必须按着他要的方式来拉奏。
And in our practice sessions, he insisted it goes his way.
在我们练习的时候，他坚持要按着他的方式。
But when I was not in an orchestra, I could express myself.
但是当我不是在一个乐团当中的时候，我就能够表达自己。
And enjoy it.
而且享受它。
And add little things here.
这里加一点。
Or leave out something if you want to.
这里加一点东西，或者说某些地方你也可以把它改变一点。
There is a freedom.
有一个自由。
If you love music enough to learn it that well,
如果你爱音乐爱得够，
you enter the spirit of it,
你进到他的灵里面
and forget the rules,
不管规则
and you can even break the rules,
你甚至可以违反规则
and they still won't be broken,
还是不会违反
and you know, that's what the scripture is telling me,
你知道这就是这节经文告诉我
when I enter into the spirit of God,
当我进到神的灵里面
All the heavy load of Christianity is gone.
所有基督教沉重的重担都消失了。
There's a love that enters. There's a joy that enters.
进来的是一种爱，一种喜乐。
That young lady in her home.
那个年轻的女孩在她家里。
The first week is washing dishes and singing a song as happy as can be.
第一个星期是在那边洗盘子，一边洗一边唱，非常的快乐。
She hadn't sung a song washing dishes for the last 5 years.
她过去五年都不曾一边洗碗一边唱歌。
But now in 1 week,
但是现在
all has changed.
在一个礼拜之内一切都改变了。
And the same is true in the miracle of love in the things of God.
在神的事情里面也一样有爱的奇迹。
It's not a heaviness to have to do things.
要做事情不必不是很沉重的。
It's a joy.
而是一个欢喜的事。
It's a joy.
是一个欢喜的事。
We think it's going to be so difficult, and it is when we first start.
我们认为会这么困难，当我们开始的时候。
Well, why can't I do this?
我为什么不能做这个呢？
When I was a young man, I had several arguments with my pastor.
当我年轻的时候，我跟我的牧师争过几次。
Well, why?
为什么？
Why can't I do that?
为什么我不能做那个？
Well, because it isn't godly.
因为这是不敬虔的。
Yeah, but it's fun.
是，但是好玩呢。
You get the meal, you set it in front of me, and then tell me not to eat it.
你把一顿饭摆在我面前，却告诉我不要吃。
Why do I have to wait?
我为什么得等呢？
Till you say no.
直到你说现在。
But you'll find that where the Spirit of God is.
但是你会发现神的灵在哪里。
When I get into that Spirit,
当我进到那个灵里面，
there is such a liberty.
就有很大的自由。
I can do a lot of things I couldn't do before.
我能够做很多我以前不能做的事情。
But I think one of the reasons I could do it.
但是我想我能够做的原因之一是
Because my motivations were not egoistic.
因为我的动机不再是自我的。
My motivations were not pleasure.
我的动机不再是为了享乐。
My motivations didn't even enter into it.
我的动机甚至没有介到其中。
I was free from that.
我已经自由脱离。
My only motivation was the love of God.
我唯一的动机是神的爱。
It was the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
是神的爱借着圣灵浇灌在我们心中的。
And then we find it isn't heavy at all.
我们会发现这样做起来一点都不沉重。
That's why Jesus said, "My yoke is easy."
这就是为什么耶稣说我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
And I found that too.
我发现这是真的。
But I didn't find that true at first.
但是起初我没有发现是真的。
I'll admit that.
我承认是这样子。